Psalm 74. O God, why have you cast us off? Is it forever? Why does your anger burn against the sheep of your pasture? Well, this question of why, God, why have you done this? This is quite common. And it is part of our being human and having a relationship with God who is eternal and far above us, that we won't always understand, and we always want quick answers, and we want him to come through for us all the time, and God in his wisdom knows that that is not always the best way. Remember your congregation, which you purchased long ago, the rod of your inheritance, which you have redeemed, this Mount Zion, in which you have dwelt. Lift up your feet upon the perpetual desolations, even all that the enemy has done wickedly in the sanctuary. Your enemies roar in the midst of your congregations. They set up their signs. I think the idea is that this was a time when the Babylonians had captured Jerusalem, the Temple Mount, that is Mount Zion that he talks about, and they had put their ensigns, that is the standards, the symbols of each of their military regiments, because each group of soldiers had a kind of a sign, a symbol, an emblem that they carried, and they had set these up in the temple, or what used to be the temple, on the side of the temple. And the question is, well, why are you allowing this? Well, of course, the prophets explain perfectly why this had happened. It was because they had sinned. But now it's actually happening. Asaph, or whoever's writing this psalm, is saying, God, why? How long is this going to go on for? And it's a bit like us. We sin, but we don't want to accept the consequence of our sin. We're sort of sorry at the time, but then, yeah, we'd all say, yeah, sure, I sin. But sin has got results, it's got consequences, it leads to things, and we all struggle against that, as I think David did regarding his sin with Bathsheba and Uriah. Now he complains, a man was famous according to how he lifted up his axes upon the thick timber. I think it's talking about the Babylonians going around the temple that was made of cedar trees and that, and smashing the place up. Now they break down the carved work thereof with axes and hammers. They have put fire into the holy place. They've defiled your dwelling place down to the ground. Wait a minute. God had told Judah through the prophets, you have defiled my holy place by putting idols in the actual holy place of the temple. And so what these Babylonians were doing and destroying it all, well, sure, God had told them to do that. So the complaint is a little bit not taking into account that they were guilty. We would rather Asaph say, well, I know we did awfully wrong and we did defile the holy place with our idols, etc. Then he goes on, they say in their hearts, let us destroy them completely. They've burned up all the synagogues of God in the land. We don't see any signs from God. There's no more prophets. Neither is there any among us who knows how long. O God, how long will the enemy reproach us? How long will the enemy blaspheme your name? Will it be forever? Well, the answer to that question was quite simple. How long will it go on for? Yeah, until you repent. And that's what they needed to do, instead of just bemoaning their lot. Why do you withdraw your hand, even your right hand? God, pull it out from your breast. In other words, as if God's got his hand sort of idle. Well, no, that's not true. God's not lazy and he's not gone to sleep. God is my king of old, working salvation in the midst of the earth. You did divide the sea by your strength. This is talking about the Red Sea. You broke the heads of the dragons in the waters. You broke the heads of Leviathan in pieces and gave him for food to the people who lived in the wilderness. You did cleave the fountain and the floods. You dried up great rivers. It's talking about how the Jordan River was dried up, how the Red Sea was dried up. So although Asaph doesn't quite understand why God doesn't act as he thinks he should, it's easy for us to look back and say, well, Asaph, you should have understood this or that or whatever. He does hold on to his basic faith that God is real and that God has acted wonderfully in the past, even if I don't understand quite what he's doing now. The day is yours, the night also is yours. You have created the light and the sun. Remember, God said, let there be light. So when you feel that God's not acting as you think he should, just look around you. Look at the light, look at the sun, look at the moon. You have set all the borders of the earth. You have created summer and winter. So just look at the seasons. And there you will see that God is active, even if he's not active as you think he should be. Remember this, that the enemy has reproached, O Lord, that the foolish people have blasphemed your name. Don't deliver the soul of your beloved dove to the multitude of the wicked people. Don't forget your poor congregation. Respect the covenant, for the dark places of the earth are full of cruel people. Well, respect the covenant, yes, but a covenant is like an agreement. And God had made an agreement between God and Israel, but they had broken it by going off, as it were, to other gods. And they were told this, and to say, oh, we're just some poor innocent little dove that's now being persecuted in the Gentile nations. Well, they weren't exactly an innocent little dove at all, were they? And as to telling God, oh, please respect the covenant, well, they'd broken it. They had not respected it. Let not the oppressed return ashamed. Let the poor and needy praise your name. Arise, O God, plead your own cause. Remember how the foolish man reproaches you daily. Don't forget the voice of your enemies. The racket made by those who rise up against you increases continually. So, as I've been saying, yes, this is all true, that it was tragic that the people had, that the Gentiles had done this, but they'd only done it in reflection of how the Jews themselves had broken the covenant and desecrated the holy place, etc. And so let's recognize our sins, and let's realize that sin is sin, and face up to the consequences, and admit where we've done wrong, and believe in God's forgiveness and repent, because that is really the answer to the question, how long? Well, when people repent.